The Defense Department is about to take a big step in a long-running project. The Defense Health Agency plans the initial rollout of a new electronic health record system. That launch will occur at one medical facility in the Pacific Northwest, but not until February. The effort has forced planners to broaden their definition of what it means to be interoperable. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Defense Department is starting to learn a lot about what it means to be truly interoperable. Rear Admiral Raquel Bono is the director of the Defense Health Agency. She says she's learned a lot about what that means since she took the lead on the DHA about a year ago.
If I was going to look at interoperability, I had to widen my aperture on what interoperability meant. And this was something that I hadn't really gotten my head wrapped around exactly, because I'd been so narrowly focused on DoD-VA. So I started realizing that interoperability also meant being able to share in a bidirectional manner information, health data information, with our commercial and private hospitals that help take care of our beneficiaries. And I thought, you know, now I've got a better understanding of what interoperability looks like and what those challenges might be.
And now DoD is tweaking its approach to comply with that new definition. That means the department is trying to first work with its own military hospitals and treatment facilities before it worries about true interoperability with industry and the Veterans Affairs Department.
So for me, interoperability actually starts within our medical treatment facilities, within our MTFs, within our hospitals. And I realize if I can't move to that greater interoperability between what I've got within my hospital walls, it's going to be a lot harder for me to do that interoperability beyond my hospital walls. So I recognize that I've got to pay attention to that, and I really need to rely on some of the solutions that you may be working on or that are out there that allow me to have that interoperability that starts within the military treatment facilities, within our hospitals.
That also means that DHA is making sure that hundreds of programs and devices that those military hospitals use can actually speak the same language as the forthcoming electronic health record. Here's Bono.
I think we've already got that message out there, and as a matter of fact, we're participating with a lot of health information exchanges, and because those have standardized interoperability requirements, we're meeting those, and I think that's a big help. But when we're looking at interoperability within the hospital walls, I need to make sure our medical devices can interface with our electronic health record. And like I mentioned, as we're looking at our portfolio and we're rationalizing it, whether they're applications, programs, or medical devices, what's first on the chopping block is the first consideration is how well are they going to interface with our interoperable medical record.
This comes at about the same time that the Defense Department pushed back the first rollout of its new electronic health record system to February. It's called the MHS Genesis, and it's been highly anticipated for a while now. The EHR is supposed to now go live at one facility in the Pacific Northwest in February. Three more are scheduled for later this spring. Working on the EHR also meant the DoD had to shift its thinking a little bit. It's moving from a mindset that centered on customization to one that now focuses on standardization and configuration. It's one of 14 principles DoD is using to guide its work on the new health record. That means the Defense Health Agency wants military medical programs and devices to make sure its systems work with DoD's, not the other way around. If certain devices or programs need a custom fix, DoD is going to take a harder stance. It wants military partners to be upfront about the custom solutions they'll need, and DHA says it might push back. The Pentagon says it's confident that it will meet its goal to deploy the full electronic health record by 2022. Bono says the initial delays give DHA a chance to learn from some of those technical problems and adjust.
What we wanted to do is we wanted to be able to launch a product that from day one worked for our providers, but more especially for our patients. And what we found is that there were some interfaces that we wanted to make sure had tested out completely. So we moved it a little bit to the right, but it doesn't change the rest of our deployment schedule.
But there's still plenty of challenges for the Defense Department to reach full interoperability and get the EHR off the ground. First, DoD has to adjust its thinking a little bit to make military healthcare more about its patients and less about the health system. Here's Bono.
I think the whole environment of healthcare is undergoing a significant change. And I will make this observation that I think that part of the driver for change in the healthcare area is going to be our patients. I recently had an opportunity to sit on a panel this past February, and the question that was asked of us is, what kind of disruptive innovators do you see in healthcare? And my response was, it was the patient. And I believe that because what at the heart of it is what we want is we want our patients to be activated. We want our patients to be a part of their healthcare. We want them to be a part of what drives us towards defining what value is to them. And so I see that the more patients become interested and involved with their health data, the more they're going to be driving some of the impetus for change. And as a matter of fact, one of the things I describe about the MHS, the military health system, and our role in the DHA is how we can provide that impetus and that structure and that support to start designing a healthcare system around our patients rather than asking our patients to rearrange their lives around our healthcare system.
Training will also be an issue once the Defense Health Agency deploys the new health record to more and more hospitals throughout 2017 and beyond.
Because we realize that for the most part, many people are very click savvy. So, quite honestly, it wasn't the technology that we felt was going to be the challenge. It was a change in our workflows and our business processes that were going to be the bigger challenge. And so part of our way of addressing that was actually inviting the people in to help us design those workflows.
Those end users will eventually include doctors and medical professionals at the Veterans Affairs Department, plus other federal and industry partners. But full interoperability will take some time. Dr. Laura Thompson is the director of the DoD VA Interagency Program Office. She acknowledged both departments are not where they need to be on interoperability. She says a big part of that is that there are so many networks out there in industry, and each of those systems has their own specifications and their own data fields. Or if they do use the same set of standards, they implement them differently. Thompson says she's just now starting to see some success. DoD is holding some roundtables with industry and other major stakeholders. She says those conversations have helped DoD develop initial capabilities for the new EHR. But real progress, sustained progress, on broader interoperability will only come if top leadership gets involved. Thompson says there are a lot of plans out there, a lot of ideas to get interoperability off the ground. But she says ultimately, someone needs to do something. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.